Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Tom Trbojevic from the Manly Warringah Seagulls is on the phone. Tom, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations, mate. Great game yesterday. Glad you got through it in one piece.
Yeah, certainly glad. It was always going to be no issue there. You know, worked really hard over the past couple of months, and it was good to go out there, putting a good team performance like that.
How's the body feeling, Tommy, most importantly?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, pulled up good today, so... enjoy today off and get back into tomorrow. We've got a longer turnaround, so gives you more time to rest, which is nice.
How important was it that you put some points on the way that you did and held the opposition scoreless, considering what a tough season it's been so far for the club?
Yeah, I think the big thing was, you know, holding them scoreless. You know, if you watch, especially our first four rounds, we leaked a lot of points, and it's not a side that we want to be in. You know, you're not going to win games leaking, you know, 30, 40 points. So to keep a side to zero, that have, like, especially a side like the Titans, which have threats all over the park. So that was a really pleasing thing. And yeah, it's definitely a focus for us moving forward.
Tommy, when you take an injury like that into a game, how hard is it to get that mentally out of, you know, out of your thoughts? And especially when you found yourself so early on in the contest in so much space, did you allow yourself to stretch out, or did you sort of remain at three-quarter pace?
No, I certainly allowed myself to stretch out. A lot of people ask that, but for me, it's not too hard. I know I've done all the work that needs to be done to, I guess, have my body in the best possible position. I've got a really good team there at Manly. So, yeah, it was never really a focus. It was always about playing footy, and, you know, that's, I guess, when you're going to be at your best.
You must be happy to see the former young Josh Schuster. I know he prefers to play in the halves. He's got an opportunity in the back row at the moment, but he's starting to show some real classy touches out there.
Yeah, very classy. You know, he's obviously a young kid that I guess started in the back row and then moved into the 5-8 position, and now he's kind of gone back to the back row, but he's kind of made that position his own for us this year. And, yeah, it's really, you know, awesome to have him out there, have that, like, kind of extra ball playing option, and just provide us with... a lot of variety.
Hey, mate, do you ever have a crack at your teammates because they can't win without you? And like the Desi just want you to sit there in your tracksuit for the last month?
certainly don't have a crack at them. Probably should, but no. It's we clocked up a good win last week, so it was built a bit of momentum. Sure. Made it a bit easier to come back into.
Surely you have a little bit of a dig at Jake. I mean, surely there's some barbs going to the brother every time you're out and they lose.
No, it's it's Jake's mental state that first month. There was no point having a dig at him himself.
You just go and dig at him on radio.
But it was a great performance yesterday, Tommy. And on the back of it was a bit of a scrappy win the week before. In all of that, though, there are some good signs. There's been some green shoots all year with some of these young guys coming through. Young Paseka, I think he's had an outstanding start to the season. Young Kepi coming off the bench. Those two guys, you've been well beaten in the first month of the season, but, gee, they've been playing well.
Yeah, they have been. I thought our whole forward rotation, yesterday was pretty good. We kind of rolled Titans to the middle for the majority of the game, and it makes it a lot easier for players like myself to play footy. So, it's huge credit goes to them.
And the little battlers were good too, I thought, Tom. E.G. Parker.
E.G.
Hang on, you just said green shoots.
E.G.
You just said green shoots.
What's wrong with green shoots?
Well, mate, who would say that? Green shoots.
I've heard plenty of people say that over the years.
Yeah, anyway, go back to what you were saying.
Listen, mate, you can only have one. Who's it going to be, Paul Kent or Ryan Girdler?
Hang on, let's go EG. Back to what you were going to say, please.
Parker, Harper.
You know what? Okay, continue on with the question, Marie.
You know what? I'm not going to say it now. Yeah, sorry, Tom, but you've become a victim of this, mate. I'll hand it back to the experts.
Finish your question, Maroon.
No, I will never. No, I refuse. No. I refuse to finish
so
it.
So you were going to ask him about Brad Parker and Harper, were you?
No, I wasn't going to ask him about anything. So
you were referring to as little battlers. Mate,
put your toys back in the cot, Maroon, and finish your question like a big boy.
You, mate, that's the last time.
Can you show some form of professionalism here? We're speaking to Tom Trbojevic, who's one of the superstars of the game.
I will not ask the question. Tom, it's up to you if you want to hang up and go and speak to another radio station. If I were you, I would hang up the phone and I would never never talk to anyone from Triple M again. But that's just me.
let me pick it up back here, Tommy. It has been a tough start to the season, mate, but we saw some really good signs last week. Now, did you see that one, that performance coming after the scratchy win the week before? I mean, I think you blew the Titans out of the water. I don't think anyone really expected it, but could you guys see that coming through the week?
Oh, it's obviously hard to predict a win like that. We know we've got a footy side here, and you know, we've just got to go out there and perform and just turn up with the right attitude. And thought obviously we did that yesterday. And yeah, look, you're not really predicting to win 36-0 each week, but you'll take it. And yeah, hopefully we can just keep playing some good footies and grinding out small wins.
We saw that Josh Schuster, he's had a great start of the season as well. Usually played, I think, at six, didn't he, coming through the junior ranks, but he's out on that left side, and he's a guy I'd imagine you'd be looking to build some combinations with.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We've obviously got Fozzer there on the left side, and then Shuey's come on, that just provides an extra ball-playing option. So, yeah, it provides a lot of variety and makes it, you know, a lot harder for defences to read what you're going to run at them.
I saw Tommy a couple of weeks ago down at one of the local restaurants down on the beaches. What did you go for, Tommy? What did you go for, Tommy? Did you go for the ribs?
No, I went the steak.
Steak, did you? Gee, it's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Good feed?
It is good. Yeah, always good there.
Where was that at, Tom?
Was at Barbudo, Narrabeen.
Oh, lovely.
Hey,
lovely.
Tommy, you know that guy that you did have a race with? Who is he?
Well, I wouldn't know him from Barrasoat.
Well, he's pretty quick, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
wow.
Surprised me. I'll give him that one.
Didn't someone say the Tigers signed him for $850,000 a year? Well, look, Tom, before you go, mate, I'd like to apologise. Everyone at Triple M, mate, all the best against the Tigers next week, and thank you for joining us on the Sunday Sin Bin.
Good on you, Tommy. Well, see you, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, mate. Warriors 12, Dragons 8, 20 minutes left
that
in that
game. That was a disaster. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Should
that
be absolutely.
That is the nicest family, right? That is the nicest family in the game. Like, they do everything. They go and you treated Tom like that.
Nah, mate. Nah,
mate, you treated him.
He comes out with green shoots. Like,
what's
and
wrong
then he
with
has,
green shoots,
what's
mate?
Wrong with EG?
I've heard plenty
what's
of
wrong with EG?
Nah, it wasn't EG. It was Little Battlers was where you were going.
Well, he had an issue with... If you want to copy him, he had an issue with EG.
No, I'm not copying
him,
Anthony.
No, of course you do, mate.
I'm making a point.
Of course you do. No, mate.
Your level of professionalism today. Serious. Have you been on radio for 40 years?
No, I haven't.
It's time for community radio.
How long have you been on? 5 minutes? Because that's what it sounds like. 5 minutes. Hey? Come on, what have you got to say? Warriors, Dragons, 12-all. Dragons have scored. Keep to come. That's good, thanks to Tyre Power. It's really heated up in here. We might have to replay something. Let's go and wash our faces with cold water. Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M, Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.